This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
13 Days of Halloween is from Grim and Mild, Blumhouse, and iHeart 3D Audio. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
The schoolhouse.
It's so forlorn.
Yes. That is a good word for it. Forlorn. Abandoned by those who give it its purpose. Bereft.
Where are the children?
Ah, perhaps Miss Machen will enlighten you. She was there the day it happened.
The day what happened?
What is it? What do you see?
Large forms. Whales. And... others. Many arms circling overhead, and smaller things too. Fish, and also... They were waiting. It felt like...
For what do you think?
I don't know.
Come, we should speak to Miss Majin.
Come in. Mother. Hello.
Hello, Miss Machen.
And who is this?
This is a guest.
Ah, welcome then.
My friend has a question for you.
Well, if I'm not here to educate, then what in fact am I here for?
The schoolhouse. The playground.
Hmm?
They're empty.
Yes.
Well, where did they go?
They're gone. They tried to warn us, but we didn't listen. Now it's too late, and all the children have... Apologies, I didn't mean to startle you. It's been quite some time since anyone's visited, and I seem to have forgotten my manners. Allow me to introduce myself. Miss Machen. I was the teacher here for well over 20 years. I suppose nowadays, caretaker would be a more apt description of my current position. And yourself. I see you're new here in Dyrebrook. Hmm? It's in your eyes. That delirious awe where curiosity hasn't completely succumbed to dread yet. Curiosity is good. It means you pay attention. You also appear to have been on your feet all day. Please, have a seat. Catch your bearings, and perhaps indulge an old educator the opportunity to deliver a final history lesson before... But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves now, do we? Please, sit. Yes, right there is fine. Comfortable? Let's see, where was I? Ah, yes, the beginning. This was many years ago, back when Dyrebrook wasn't quite so... dire. It was a clear spring afternoon and towards the end of recess. While the older children supervised the younger ones, I stayed here grading papers. I remember hearing the usual laughter and shrieks against the ticking of the clock. Then the shrieks became screams. As I rose to investigate, a flash sparked from the corner of my eyes. Then their screams stopped. as did the ticking of the clock on the wall, as did my very thoughts. All I could hear was the ocean. Oh, yes, you can always hear the ocean here in Dyerbrook, but this was different. I could hear the waves, actually hear them as never before, their tides pulsing through my blood, their currents electric in each breath, until I didn't know where the sea ended and I began. Eventually, over the waves, I heard my name called. I awoke to the Gustav twins bursting into the classroom. With hysterical glee, they urged me from the desk and led me towards the playground. Their identical smiles radiant, yet their faces flushed and still wet with tears. They wouldn't explain themselves, and I was still too discombobulated to protest. Once outside, I saw them, the other children, all kneeling in a circle in the center of the kickball field. And their bodies swayed to the tempo of their chant.
The Kraken Angel wakes in the places the light can't reach. The Kraken Angel wakes far, far out there where the ocean meets the stars.
A chill up my spine brought me back to my senses. I ordered the twins back inside. Then, with a shout only a teacher can give, demanded an end to the children's game.
Stop running, come inside. Sit down.
That's what it must have been. After all, some sing-song nonsense gone too far. That's what I thought then. Oh, how I wish I had been right. Silently, their swaying ceased, and the children rose from the dirt as one to file back into the classroom, each with a radiant smile and cheeks that glistened with fresh tears. Back inside, I resumed the lesson plan, and the students gazed blankly at me. Finally, I let them use the remainder of their time to read quietly until their parents arrived. When I was last alone in the classroom, I turned off all the lights and listened. And I wasn't wrong. The ocean was louder now. The next day, over half the class was absent. All of them, the ones who knelt in the field, the parents that bothered to call, reported that their children had woken in the middle of the night with the fever and screaming in a language they had never heard before. The few remaining children that managed to show all looked as if they hadn't slept that night or any other. Possessed of an unrelenting curiosity, I abandoned the lesson plan to talk to the children. I asked them what happened at recess yesterday. Silence. Then the twins spoke up in unison. They reported watching the boys play in the field when a golden ball of light appeared above them. It hovered there for a few moments, and there was a sound like a whale song that they could only hear inside their heads. Then the light descended towards them, and the sound grew louder. That's when everyone screamed. The ball of light burst in a flash, and in its place stood the Kraken Angel. They all stopped screaming and formed a circle around it. It bid them to kneel, and that's what they did. It then told them a story. How long ago their grandparents struck a deal when Dyerbrook was on the verge of economic collapse. It was then the angel appeared to them with an offer of plump fishing nets and harbors spared from the ravages of tempest. They asked what the angel wanted from them in return.
Nothing,
it replied. The debt could only be paid by the one child, and that child had not been offered. Because the debt had not been paid, the Kraken Angel has returned to collect the children of Dyerbrook to come live with it, where the ocean meets the stars. I then asked the children to draw for me this Kraken Angel. What they produced was a picture of a towering man with peacock wings and a black smudge for a head, from which radiated tendrils that reached outward. The next day, only 5 children arrived for school. They were all pale, with black rings around their eyes. The parents I managed to speak with reported their children had been up all night in fevered conversation with imaginary friends or babbling incomprehensibly. Ultimately, though, they dismissed my concerns when I mentioned others had reported similar symptoms by reminding me that everyone has bad dreams in Dyerbrook. I tried to instill some much-needed normalcy. I declared a pop quiz. I received none of the usual groans or gasps. The tests were passed out, and at the end of 20 minutes returned to my desk. Each page filled with hieroglyphs and arcane symbols. Outside, I could hear the waves crashing as if they were at the front door. That night, we all slept deeper than we ever had. All the adults at Dyrebrook, even those who worked night shifts. Sheriff Kane, as well as Maggie and Gus at Dottie's all-night diner, dreamed of the children who entered our rooms and leaned down to our frozen bodies to whisper in an alien language some forgotten promise or omen. And when we woke the next morning, they were gone. All of them. Don't ask how we knew, but something told us to go to the beach. There, we found the footprints, child-size, all leading across the sand towards the ocean, and none of them returning from it. The only thing left of them was the single Pooh Bear, the one little Jimmy Vander carried with him everywhere, found bobbing on the waves. Of course, there were search parties, boats deployed, divers. The shores were searched thoroughly. There should have been bodies. None were found. There was a brief media frenzy that eventually died down once another random tragedy in another random town in America occurred. Dyrebrook's mystery was abandoned, and its residents were left to pick up the pieces as best they could manage. What few children, born over the years since that day, are homeschooled. No one comes here anymore. No one, that is, except me. You see, there's something I've never told anyone here before. None of the grieving parents or stoic police officers or story-hungry reporters. In my dream, it was the Gustav twins that visited me that night. And while all the other parents could only hear an indecipherable language from their sons and daughters, I alone understood their words. Don't be sad, Miss Machen. We're coming back one day soon. All of us, back from where the ocean meets the stars, and we'll bring the Kraken Angel with us. Then it will be our turn to teach you what we learned. Since that night, I come back to this classroom each and every day. I sit right here, patiently, waiting behind my desk for the day the children will return and deliver to me, to all of us, the final lesson of the Kraken Angel.
Poor girl.
It was too much, wasn't it?
There was so much. They were there.
This one has the gift of sight?
So it seems.
Poor girl.
Can you stand?
I think.
All right. Well, we should be on our way, Miss Machen. Father be with you.
Everything returns to him.
Come on. Well, we should hurry along to the doctor's. Surely he's back by now, and it looks like we have a storm brewing.
The Kraken Angel.
What about him?
Is he part of your religion?
He is the whole of our religion. The Father in the Sea has many names. Good Blixbrak, Kraken Angel, the Holy Arms. All are forms of the same. He who gives, and he to whom everything returns.
I think that I saw him.
What?
In my vision. Everything was circling around him. He was...
Shh, no, don't tell me. If he wanted for me to see him, he would show himself. Now, come on, before the rain washes that mind of yours clean again.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tomorrow on 13 Days of Halloween, the doctor's office.
It started with a girl, no more than 13. Her sight was dimming, save for a red smear that flashed each time she blinked. Languor, listlessness, but sleeplessness as well. She was in some sort of infectious half-life. The Fisher King's malady. It's like when you look at the sun, you get that red smear, she told me. Retinal afterimage, I said. She was a nice young girl, whom I'd seen around, dating the son of a family friend. So it was natural that my radar was pinged when the family friend came in with the son in tow and described the same symptoms.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, The Schoolhouse, starring Kathy Najimy, Bethany Ann Lind, and April Parker Jones. Written by Rob Mosca, with additional material by Nicholas Tikoski. Sound design and mixing by Trevor Young. Engineering by Violet Furton, Dubway Studios, New York. Casting by Jessica Luza. Created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams, with executive producer Aaron Mankey. A production of iHeartRadio, Grim and Mild, and Blumhouse Television.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.